here to tear the lid right off the top of it, get right down to the truth. I know that's what you pay for, so we're here to do that. You're welcome. I'm Steve Gruber. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January the 27th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Hillary Clinton declaring war on Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. She says the social media giant is in cahoots with Donald Trump and his reelection efforts. We'll talk about that. Number two, Kobe Bryant, legendary NBA champion, U.S. Olympic champion, killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in California. Just 41, had four young daughters. One of those daughters, Gianna, died with him. And number one, Bernie Sanders is in the front of the pack in Iowa. Joe Biden running third. All of this while Bernie and the other senators get ready to hear the defense in the trial of President Trump before the Senate. That starts today. Tick tock, tick tock. Just 280 days now. 280 days until the election day of 2020. A week until the Iowa caucuses. A week. And the latest polling has Bernie in the lead. That's right. The latest polling has Bernie in the lead in Iowa. And Elizabeth Warren second, and Joe Biden running third. We'll see what happens, but it's all down to Iowa. I mean, is Michael Bloomberg going to make a surprise appearance in the top three or four? I would not bet on that, but you never know. You never know. Meanwhile, today, the big effort gets underway on Capitol Hill, where the United States Senate trial will continue with the defense of the president. Now, much of this will be overshadowed by the death of Kobe Bryant. So look to America to be looking at what happened with Kobe Bryant's death, flying in the fog, dying in a helicopter with his daughter, seven other people on that crash yesterday, in the fog outside of Los Angeles, about 30 miles northwest of downtown. So a lot of our coverage is going to be, on the national level, probably distracted from this. I don't know if that's a good thing for the Trump team, a bad thing for the Trump team. Does any of it matter? Meanwhile, there's all this word that John Bolton, a part of a transcript of a book that he's writing, leaking out, we're told, to the New York Times. But the problem being is the New York Times isn't credible. We don't know what was relayed, whether it's credible. But apparently, according to the book, Bolton says that Donald Trump tied the Ukraine aid directly to investigations of the Bidens and corruption in Ukraine. And if that's true, it would undermine one of the key premises being put forth by the president and his team, that there was no quid pro quo, that it wasn't tied directly. And if it was, it impacts negatively on the conversation. However, I go back to the aid was paid before the deadline. The deadline was September 30th. The aid was lifted September the 11th. It took a couple of weeks for all the paperwork to get done, but then it was on its way September the 26th. Again, the deadline was September 30th for the money to be paid Ukraine. The deadline wasn't violated. Ukraine didn't get the meeting it requested. It didn't get anything in return as far as what we were told they were supposed to get. I mean, later it happened. They came to the White House. But the president didn't get any announcement of any investigation. Ukraine didn't do any additional investigation on the Bidens at that time. The money flowed anyway. Where is the impeachable offense? Not to mention, let's be honest, if the Bidens were a private family, not in public service, would it be okay to investigate him then? Or are they just immune and protected because Joe Biden is a political figure, therefore he can't be investigated by the sitting president of the United States? Let's be honest. That's nonsense and you know it. And the problem with anonymous sources in the New York Times is too big to ignore. Let's check in on a little bit of sound, because the liberal news media all day yesterday, basically in a funeral procession, realizing that Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and their team failed to make any points to speak of, failed to move the needle at all. Little Chucky Todd, mourning for Adam Schiff and his short man syndrome. Adam's still peddling the whole Russia collusion hoax. And I remind you, on page two, could not establish a connection. said Bob Mueller, between the Russians and their efforts to impact American elections to the Trump campaign, or anyone for that matter. We now know that at least two of the FISA warrants were invalid. They should not have ever been issued, making them, well, illegal. And when John Durham comes out with his report, I think you're going to find it's a lot worse than that. But let's go to bite number five. Chuck Todd and Adam Schiff still reminiscing about Russia collusion and so forth. Bite number five. Go.
The Russian collusion issue, as well as your opening statement on the phone call. Any regrets about either of those two moments yourself?
No, and, you know, I'm glad you asked the question about collusion because, again, they may be perpetuating the president's talking points, but they've got it exactly wrong.
They've got it exactly wrong, of course they do. And so did Bob Mueller and so did everybody else. Meanwhile, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, appearing on Chicken Noodle News, says it's pretty clear they're trying to steal an election or two. And not letting people vote, well, that's a failing narrative for the Democrats. Bite number six from CNN, Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. Bite six. Go.
I think they also were trying to send the public a message, which I think they did pretty effectively, which is this is taking away an election. This is taking away a vote from you. And I think that as long as they can stick to that argument, it helps them.
It does potentially help them. And one more here. One more from CNN. Because contributor, panelist, and pundit Ross Garber actually went farther and called the efforts to impeach the president dangerous, a dangerous exercise to go after the president based on these articles, because it sets the bar so dangerously low that all presidents will now be vulnerable to this maladministration-type mentality, but all presidents have executive power all the way back to George Washington. There is executive privilege. There is executive power. There are three co-equal branches of government. The legislature can't just simply dictate to the executive, you'll do this and you'll do that, or we will impeach you. That's a terrible place to be. It's bite number seven with CNN's Ross Garber. Bite seven. Go.
I think what the president would probably say is, unlike Nixon, he actually did produce the tapes here. You know, he produced the call record. You know, I am concerned, though, about this article of impeachment. I think this article is the article about obstruction of Congress is particularly weak. Presidents going back to Washington have asserted privileges and immunities and objections. You know, President Obama's attorney general was cited for criminal and civil contempt of Congress. I think it'd be very dangerous to say that is now a basis for impeachment.
And turning to Jonathan Turley, by the way, the Democrat liberal from George Washington University, says the defense is brilliant, sophisticated, and effective on behalf of the Trump team. We'll see if that turns out to be true today. We'll see how much coverage it gets in the wake of the death of Kobe Bryant, or will it be an afterthought? I'm guessing it will be because people just don't care about impeachment. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We've got some other things about the campaign trail in Iowa after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.